Welcome to A Word from the Word on Sound of Truth Podcast. In this podcast episode, you're going to hear a shorter version of a message I delivered to the wonderful people of Harvest Jacksonville. So if you're able, grab a Bible and join me for A Word from the Word.
How does a person become a Christian? Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the word gospel means good news. This letter is about good news, the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is good news that Jesus has come to this earth, that he has lived a perfect life on this earth, even though he was tempted in every way you and I have been tempted to sin. He was tempted as well. And this perfect, spotless Lamb of God, using that metaphor of a lamb that was sacrificed to cover sin, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, the sinless Son of God, went to the cross of Calvary, and he hung on a cross between two thieves, being identified as a criminal himself, even though he was not a criminal, and even though he had not sinned at all. He went to the cross. He died on that cross. Now, that was not an unusual thing in and of itself. People died on crosses a lot. That was a common form of punishment for criminals in the Roman Empire of that time. Thousands of people during that era were crucified on crosses. But there was something unique about the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, when he died, died in a way that no one else had died before, in that he, on that cross, bore the wrath of God for sinners like you and me. This is the good news that Paul described in his letter to the Corinthians, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And then he was buried, the Bible says, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave, conquering death and hell and assuring us of eternal life. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And this good news is expounded upon in great detail in Romans chapters 1 through 11. Now, I've said this is good news, but it's only good news because there is such bad news. That's right, there is really bad news. And the bad news is this: all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. A few verses before that, in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, there is no one righteous, not even one. Verse 11, there's no one who understands. There's no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Now, this may rub against your experience in life. You look around and you see people doing good things. You look at people who don't know God. You may even know atheists, agnostics, followers of other world religions, and you see that they do a lot of good things. So either in my assessment of other people and what they do in this life, in this world, and me saying they do good things, either I'm right or the Apostle Paul, who is quoting from the Old Testament, so let us just go ahead and say the Bible is right or I'm right. Now, which is it going to be? You have to make a decision. What is going to be your authority in life? Is it going to be the Word of God, or is it going to be your own opinion or the opinion of others? It's the opinion of many people that there are good people who do a lot of good things. And if I were to look at this topic of good versus evil and good things versus bad things from a purely horizontal human perspective, then I would definitely arrive at the conclusion that there are good people in the world and there's bad people in the world, and there's good people who sometimes do bad things, and there's bad people who sometimes do good things. That would be my assessment. If only I were looking from a horizontal level at all people in the world from my personal experience and perspective, and the experience and perspective of many other people. But here's the problem. When it comes to life and death and eternal life and judgment, we don't go by human standards. We don't go by what do I think is good, how do I define good, and what do I think is a good person, what do I think is a good deed, what do I think is a bad person, what do I think is a bad deed. I don't go by that. I have to stop looking for my horizontal human perspective, and I need to hear from the creator of the universe. I need to hear from the judge himself. We are not going to be judged by all our peers based upon their opinion and based upon their standard. All of human history, all of humans are not going to stand before God, and God is not going to say, okay, you guys all decide what is proper and what is good, what the standard is for judgment. That's not how it's going to go down. We have to ask ourselves the question, what does God think? What does God say? And when you go to the Word of God that He has given us so that we might know what He thinks, so that we might hear His voice, He says very clearly and emphatically, none do good. There is no one who is righteous. No, not one. No one who does good. So the bad news is we're lost. Now the good news is that we can be saved. Now the good news starts to actually be brought into this discussion. And he spends the end of chapter 1, all of chapter 2, and half of chapter 3 establishing that we're lost and we need to be saved. All of us, Jew or Gentile alike, need to be saved. But then in chapter 3, starting verse 21, he starts this transition toward the good news that we can be saved. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as the sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. What I love about that is what we have in the cross of Jesus is God being both just and merciful. He has to punish because of sin. Christ became our substitute, and He bore our sins on the cross. God still poured out His wrath. He had to pour it out on someone. For us who believe, He poured it out on Jesus instead of on us. So there He is being just. He is punishing sin. But in my case, because I'm a follower of Jesus, He's not punishing me for my sin. He's punishing Jesus for my sin. So God is being just, and He's also being merciful. He's being merciful to me by not pouring out His justice, His wrath on me. So He's both the just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Now, He mentions here that the way that we receive this is by faith. It is through faith. In chapter 4, He wants to illustrate that and show that this was even true in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, during the Old Covenant, people weren't made right with God through doing good works, just as they're not in the New Covenant. No, they were justified through faith in God and His provision. And that's what He shows us in chapter 4 and also in chapter 5. And so He teaches about what biblical faith is and how it is what brings us in right relationship with God. It's not a work. Faith is not a work. Faith is a gift from God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 tell us. And it is through faith that this grace of God comes to us that we might be saved. You are not saved. A person doesn't become a Christian by anything they do. It is by grace through faith. You can't reform yourself. You can't turn over a new leaf. You can't do enough good to outweigh your bad. That's not the gospel. The gospel is the good news that I can't save myself, but Jesus saves me. And it comes by grace through faith. This is how a person becomes a Christian, by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Recognizing I'm a sinner and I need to be saved, because you're not going to call on the name of the Lord to save you if you don't realize you need to be saved. Call on Jesus to save you, trusting in what he has done for you on the cross and through his resurrection. Jesus is Lord. Call on him and you will be saved.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sound of Truth Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review it. Also, tell your friends about it. Thanks. Music is by Canon and is used by permission. Sound of Truth is produced in collaboration with Harvest Jacksonville and is copyrighted by Brett A. Morani, 2024.